Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
For over 10 years, VOC Nation has taken listeners behind the scenes of the greatest moments in pro wrestling history. Our hosts are not only experts on the business, but have lived in the business. Subscribe and hear weekly podcasts from hosts like legendary pro wrestling journalist Bill Apter, former Impact Wrestling star Wes Briscoe, former WWE and AWA broadcaster Ken Resnick, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, former WCW star The Maestro, NWA legend The Raging Bull Manny Fernandez, and much more. VOC Nation programming is free on most major podcasting apps, including iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Radio.com. And video podcast and bonus content is available on Patreon for as low as $3 a month. What are you waiting for? Head to VOCNation.com and dig into the most comprehensive podcast network built for pro wrestling fans. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at VOC Nation Wrestling Network and follow us on Twitter at VOC Nation.
Hey, this is Bill DeMott, and if you think you're tough enough, you'll listen to In the Room with Brady Hicks. And if you're not tough enough, you'll listen to The Stro and Kathy. But I'm here to tell you, Hugh Morris says so, Bill DeMott says so, and if you have to answer the general election, he says so. In the Room with Brady Hicks, you better be listening.
Welcome, everyone, to In the Room, right here on VOCNation.com. I'm your host, Papa Stro. I'm filling in for Brady Hicks tonight. He'll be back next week, and he told me to give you guys his best and love, and he can't wait to return next week for you guys in the Room. But in the meantime, tonight, you have yours truly and the panel, and we'll be discussing a lot of stuff going on in the wrestling world, including WWE's Hell in a Cell, AEW, plus so much more. Lots to talk about tonight. A lot of things happening. Right now, I'm looking forward to hearing from each and every one of you. And just a reminder, anytime you guys want to call into tonight's Live in the Room podcast, you can do so at 914-338-1885. Once again, 914-338-1885. And with that, Let's bring in the lovely Kathy Fitzpatrick. How you doing, Kathy?
Good, Joe. How are you tonight?
Fantastic. Fantastic. Always a pleasure to be here with you. And I guess we're going to be filling the big shoes of Brady Hicks tonight. So hopefully we can make him proud. Let's bring in... is this Ray?
Look at that. You guys found me. You know, Kathy, I'm disappointed. Here you are, handing up on this
Ray.
Show.
Hi, Ray. By the way.
While you're making Brady slave like a dog on your gubernatorial campaign. How dare you?
Ray just like cut to the chase, Kathy. Just cut to the meat and bones.
Ray.
Cut to the meat and bones of
someone's got to do the dirty work, you know?
It's true. He's got to go out there and crack skulls.
Got to do the grunt work, you know?
You know, and really, he's a good person to go out and, like, red-hand and kiss babies for
you. James Spade, download it, man. My God, you know, Brady didn't want this information leaking out about being on the campaign trail.
It's true.
Talking about spoiler alert. Good Lord.
Never mind. Ladies and gentlemen, Brady Hicks has camped himself outside of the 7-Eleven in an attempt to film Rat Boy getting his free milk.
He's got the picket signs already up. Free to Nacho. Oh, so here we are,
gosh. In
the room, without Brady. What are we going to do, guys?
Now, hear me out on this. What if we do this? What if we just, like, have a solid block of discussion, and then we take our mandated commercial break. We come back and have a second solid block of discussion, and then we go home.
You're kidding me.
No, not even sound bites from the callers, right?
No. I can't stress this. Well, because here's the thing is, I know Brady likes to talk to them.
Hi, bye. Back to this guy.
Oh my God, that would be perfect. That would be an amazing. Here's if Stro, if you plan on taking callers tonight, I'm going to give some advice to the callers first. I would, as soon as you connect and you hear the little British lady, I would just immediately start my call. And then Stro will just come to you like halfway through your thought and will just kind of disconnect you at some point. Like, I can't stress this enough. Just immediately start talking, and whenever we get to you, we get to you.
Yeah, as soon as we start talking about,
Ray, you're horrible.
They go off in left field about TMZ and everything else in life, and that'll be our cue.
Yes. Yes. Well, what's on the agenda for tonight?
Oh, gosh. Sky's the limit. I mean, there's so much coming up. Well, you know, it's got Hell in a Cell coming up for WWE. Just tonight, actually, there's a new regime of management now with Regal and Samoa Joe as we speak.
That's true. I saw that. I was going to mention that at some point. If neither of you did. Yes, ma'am. He is going to be William Regal's enforcer. And I'm happy to see Samoa Joe back. I'm having a hard time suspending my disbelief that William Regal needs anyone to do enforcing for him. But you know what? I'm happy that Samoa Joe's back. That makes me smile.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Yeah, and Regal and Joe make a good pair, I think.
I think they do, too. Because, like, both of them, you know, everybody has weaknesses. And both of them, their weaknesses kind of play well off each other and get hidden a little bit. So it's actually a really good pairing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good stuff. And it spices things up, sure, for NXT.
It is, I think that probably, you know, who knows if it sustains it, but, you know, that might get, you know, people who maybe just don't invest time in NXT for whatever the reason to, you know, at least flip over to it, give it another shot.
Right. Personally, it's still my favorite brand of all the brands they have.
You know, it really is. It's a really nice, solid brand. It doesn't have the gravitas of Raw, but it's just an enjoyable show.
Right. Oh, did you guys see the Eva Marie's new muscle?
No.
Who is that?
She goes by another name, and it escapes me, so guys, you can help me out with it if you can. But she's been around for a bit.
Really?
Yeah, she was pretty impressive. Well, I wish they gave her the glow more time, but...
Yeah.
But, yeah, she looked pretty... I mean, she's pretty impressive, but she goes by another name, and it escapes me to save my life, so if you guys... here with me or any guys listening can call in and help us out. That'd be great. But her and Marie is like managing her now, like evidently.
Okay. You know, I can get behind that. I really can't, because people just hate that woman. Just for whatever reason, they just hate her. And you know what? I'm down with this. Take advantage of it. If you have someone that draws that much emotional response, capitalize on it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Honestly, you know, Raw this Monday wasn't really that bad. I mean, they had some pretty decent matches. You know, we had the Asuka and the champ. They had a match. Then
what
AJ
did you
Styles
think?
And
Charlotte against what's her name?
Yeah.
That was good.
And actually, believe it or not, Alexa is actually in the ring wrestling.
Yes.
Glad she got off the swing.
That's getting a little weird.
Yeah.
Explain. Because there's a lot of different types of weird.
Explain the specific type. There's some good weird. There's some bad weird. This is kind of like in the middle. She's got this thing. Either with Nia. Not like, you know, fighting, not a battle, not a match. It's just like she's getting into Nia's head. That's how I'm saying it.
Mm-hmm. She literally hypnotized Reginald.
Yeah.
Reginald won't hypnotize. Yeah, it's weird.
Hypnotizes Mike from San Francisco, too. So is it weird? Is it weird because, like, the angle itself is weird, or is it weird because of how they're having the character go about it?
I would say how she's going about it.
Explain.
Just that she wrestles her, and she kind of, like, what you say, hypnotizes her still?
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
It's weird.
Okay, so as a layman, I hear this as she is a poor man's female Papa Shango. And I...
With the eyes?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. But Kathy, am I interpreting that correctly?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so what could be done to improve it?
Good question.
By the way, Eva Marie's muscle is named Piper Niven.
God, I am so happy that you did not end that with a porn star name.
No, I mean, now this is legit. I mean, this is her name's Piper Niven, yeah.
All right, yeah.
And she has a match with Naomi. Naomi on Raw this past Monday.
Kathy, I don't think Stro can buy you any more time. You got to answer the question now.
I'll try to help you out, Kathy.
You're not helping Stroke
with
me.
No.
I'm done. I'm
trying. Yeah.
I'm dry.
In my opinion, I'm not a writer. Have her hypnotize Nia to get rid of Shayna.
Okay, so to you, it's that she seems to be going about her end goal in a very inefficient way that no one actually trying to do this would go about.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. So, Stro, do you like what they're doing with the Alexa Bliss angle?
I honestly feel the whole thing has run its course. But that's just me.
Okay, so I'm curious, because I like the Alexa, I love the potential behind the Alexa Bliss character.
Yeah.
But I'm sort of there with you. Out of curiosity, at what point, if you can think of it, like, did you go, you know, this really probably is the end of this?
Well, when she was sitting on the swing like forever, and I'm really happy it wasn't super glued or gorilla glued to it. So she's back in the ring now. So I'm just happy she's back to actually wrestling. So that's definitely a plus.
Okay, I can get behind that, especially because it did feel almost like they were kind of going for a sort of a faded out ending where, all right, now she's just going to hang out on the swing and then she's going to go away for a while and who knows, maybe she comes back as a completely different character.
Mm-hmm.
But I am with you that like that sort of felt like it's the end. So do you think, and I'm curious, especially because you're the one that has actually been backstage and seen characters go through these kinds of things. Do you think that there's hope to rehab that character? Or do you think it's in Alexa Bliss's best interest to be off screen for a while and come back either as what she was before or as something completely different?
It's got the potential to be a lot more. I just think if they would take it to another direction, it would probably help liven things up some. So, I mean, it all depends on the direction they get going forward with her. And
so can you give
everything?
So can you give me an example of the direction that you would take it? Like, Stro the Booker has been put in charge.
Oh, gosh. Well, I mean, first of all, I mean, there has to, with Bray being off TV for as long as he has, it's like, I don't know. I mean, she pretty much picked up where you left off, right? With all what she's doing now. So, I mean, you just can't help but eventually have Bray later on down the road get back involved with the swing of things and kind of continue what they started together with that. So, it's just, I don't know, it doesn't seem like right without Bray. It really doesn't. I'll be honest with you. The whole thing doesn't seem, because Bray was pretty much the originator behind all that. So.
Yeah.
Okay. So would you want, just out of curiosity, because when they split them up, to me, that didn't make sense either, because to me, what made sense was to do one of two things. Either she is now going to team with Bray, which didn't really seem possible after the way WrestleMania ended.
Mm-hmm.
Or she's going to feud with Bray, either by proxy through some other male wrestler that she ensnares, or mm-hmm. by proxy with another female wrestler that Bray ensnares. Which of those directions, if either, would you be more inclined to say, yeah, this is what helps save this angle?
Well, it all depends on where they take her. Like, for example, if she's going after the women's championship, then, yeah, yes, stay the course like she's going. But if she's going after the tag titles, for example, give her a partner that's equivalent to what she's doing now and pursue the tag titles. If not either or, man, you know, I really don't know what would be what the point from then on out, honestly, because, you know, just doing stuff for the sake of doing something without meaning anything wouldn't make much sense and be a waste of time. So.
Okay. Okay.
On her direction, anyway. With Bray, I don't know what's going on with Bray. I don't know the whole situation, but I hope he comes back. And this time around, honestly, he's done so many different things, but I just kind of wish he would kind of, this time around, he turns to stay the course and just stick to what he's doing for a while, for example, you know, without, you know, change. It's like every time Bray gets to the head of steam, somehow the rug gets cut off from under his feet for some reason. So I just hope he stays a steady course, you know, when he returns. But, you know, we'll see.
All right. Did you guys see John Cena gave an interview?
Which one?
Well, he gave an interview, and it was mostly, you know, promoting what I understand is the 9th installment of the Fast and the Furious movies, which, whew, that's like about 10 movies too many for a film franchise. But he said something in it that I kind of wonder about you guys' opinion. So he's talking about Roman Reigns here. And he's talking about how basically not being in front of live crowds really helped Roman Reigns develop his character and become someone that can be much more invested in by the fans. So here we go. I think Roman Reigns has absolutely needed this time. And in it, he has developed himself, his personality, found out who he is. So now when he goes back to live audiences, they're not confused. He's spent this 15-month block defining who he is, and he's the one that can benefit from this. Now, look, I don't necessarily think that statement's just completely wrong. I don't like China John by any, you know, reasonable stretch. But do you guys really think the problem Roman Reigns had was that people were confused?
No, not at all. Sometimes it takes people to find themselves in the business. And, you know, Roman Reigns is no different. It took a while for him to find himself. And when he did, the magic of him and Heyman being together, it just all came together like a puzzle. And now he's one of the best things, if not the best thing, going for the company right now.
Now, see, that's how I took it, too. I took it as like, well, you know, he really didn't quite know who he was as a character and how he should carry himself. And then, you know, in this time, he certainly has developed that and gotten better at it. You know, certainly better than he was 2 or 3 years ago. I kind of had the same reaction, though, where I nobody was confused. Absolutely nobody was confused. There are people over the years that you have had trotted out there and you said, I don't know what to do with this. John Morrison, mm-hmm. I think, is probably like one of the seminal examples of it. You just didn't know what to do with him. Like you kind of knew you were supposed to cheer for him, and you kind of knew that some of the stuff he was doing was cool, but you just never quite knew, like, what you were like. Is this a serious threat? Is this just a dude who jumps around? Is this a guy who's about to get his head taken off? You never quite knew. You know, I don't think anyone had that confusion. Yes, Kathy, what do you think?
I think with Paul, with Roman, you know, Paul is a very strong individual. He can mold him for the crowd to hate him, whatever. Paul is an amazing person, and if it was Vince that paired him with him, or Hunter, or whoever, it was a perfect match.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think so, too. I mean, it is a good... You wish that it was more of a Heyman stable?
Yeah.
Kind of like a Paul Heyman version of the Heenan family? Than just Paul and Roman, but no, you're right. I mean, that really is just kind of the perfect pairing.
And look now, the Hell in a Cell, Roman's taking on Rey Mysterio coming up, which, wow, what a match that's going to be.
I have this fear about that mm-hmm. match. And, you know, you guys both, you know, have had actual personal interaction with Rey Mysterio. I have not. Kathy, I know you in particular have interacted with him a fair deal over the years. Now, I've got to assume that if he really thought that he couldn't go, that this match wouldn't be happening, right?
Sure.
Okay. But I can remember being on this show 6 or 7 years ago talking about how his knees have got to just be applesauce by now. I hope it's not that long of a match. Like, I don't want it to be a squash match, but I really hope that it's not one of the longer ones on the card.
Well, he was done, I remember years ago, when he was talking to me and talking to Bob Orton about his knee replaced. And this was years ago, and he was, you know, thinking about it. Ray's really into a lot of treatments to prolong himself. Stem cell, cartilage replacement, injections of the stuff to I call it the cushion that they inject into your knee. He's a big believer, and he, you know, he takes very good care of himself. He works out constantly. But, like you said, you know, if it goes long, it could be bad. If it takes a toll on him.
I mean, Stro, is that something you would assume people are working out with him now, saying, look, it's got to... it's got to kind of end at this point, or is someone like him more or less going to be told, okay, go on in the ring and have your match?
Well, as many tests as they give the talent to make sure they're on 100%, I'm sure they wouldn't be letting him go in this thing. They wasn't sure he was 100% ready to go for this type of match. So, with that being said, you know, if the company thinks so, and if you feel like he can go, then, you know, by all means, you do your thing. It's just, let's just have, you know, we always have that knowledge, you know, you have that many more great matches left in the tank, if you will. So, I mean, it's a slippery slope.
How long do you think the match lasts?
Well, with Ray's conditioning and both him and both Roman, I mean, I'm sure it can last a decent amount of time, at least.
See,
I'd say 20 to 30 minutes.
God, I hope it doesn't go that long. Maybe at the high end 20, I bet it runs closer to like 15.
And considering, too, the nature of the Hell in the Cell, I mean, it can be brutal. So, you know, I mean, there's a lot of brutal moments.
Well, the other thing is that if you play the match right, it might be able to give Ray the adequate downtime that he needs. You know, where like this isn't a ladders match where you're just almost constantly putting pressure on your knees to either duck things, charge with things, or climb up things. You know, the Hell in a Cell match has a lot more time for you to be down if you so need it.
And also, you have to think about Roman's, even though he is in remission, you never know. That could take a toll on him too.
Mm-hmm.
Could. I don't know. I kind of think it probably ends up, you know, maybe a little on the short, maybe like closer to 15, maybe 16 minutes. But, you know, who the hell cares what I think, honestly?
Isn't Rhea Ripley's and Charlotte Flair's match, isn't it also a Hell in a Cell match for the women's title?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. And, well, Charlotte, you know, she's a veteran of the Hell in a Cell matches, but I think this would be Rhea Ripley's first time being in Hell in a Cell, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, that could. That'll go fine.
Mm-hmm.
That'll go just fine. You
Did
know, we've learned anything.
Did you see that pull apart last night? She clocked Jamie Noble.
Yeah. Oh, man, that was brutal.
See, you say
this.
Yeah. Right.
You say this stuff. You say this stuff, but I don't believe you. Because I saw Jamie Noble get killed on air a number of years ago. I saw his tiny little body get slammed down into the ground in a way that human beings are not supposed to be thrown. So, I don't believe you. He's not, no. Unless somebody broke out a Ouija board and contacted him from beyond the grave, no, you did not see Jamie Noble do anything last night.
No, I saw Jamie Noble. I was him.
They had everybody breaking him up. Last night they had, like, Jimmy Noble, had Hurricane, and Adam Pearce, and, like the whole office come out to break it, to the pull apart.
Who was the guy? He looks familiar with the beard.
Uh-huh.
You know who that was, Trent?
The beard. Was he bald?
No.
Okay.
In a way, he looked like Mick Foley, a little bit, like with short hair.
Okay.
I know.
Yeah. Right, right. He did look familiar. I know when they did the pull apart and the deal with Jimmy, nobody. I saw Charlotte walking off, and she was cussing to it because they were bleeping out everything she was saying. She was walking up the ramp.
Yeah.
Oh, like father, like daughter.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like father, like daughter. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's take a break.
Yeah.
And then do we have any callers lined up?
Yeah. Before we take a break, let's take this caller because this guy's been here for quite some time, and I wouldn't feel right if we didn't get to him. 609 area code. Welcome to In the Room.
609 area code is the Rat Boys area code. What's up, guys? I am back and I am feeling stronger than ever. Woo!
That's great. Welcome back, Rat Boys.
What's his name? Calls in Bill, Macklin's brother. Tell Bill, I don't know if he's listening. I had it a long time ago, the Rat Track. Remember that show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello?
Dennis the Menace. This weekend, I was down my favorite place, Columbus, and me and this guy was talking, and this guy says, yeah, I got to tell you a little story about Dennis the Menace. I said, what? He said, so I was in the army with him, and I said, oh, man, don't tell me. He couldn't swim, right? He said, how'd you know? I said, well, I heard it before by somebody else that lives in California.
Oh, that's good.
And I asked the guy what troop that he was in. He was in troop 101, and his name was Leo. I want to know if he was in the same troop with Leo.
Oh.
What a small world, you know what I'm saying? What a small world this is.
It really is. Do you have any thoughts on the upcoming Hell in a Cell pay-per-view we've been talking about?
Yeah.
All right.
The Ripley and the Charlotte match, okay?
Yeah, we're just talking about that, yeah.
I can see something might be happening now. Get me wrong. don't say, I'm just going to say, I think Becky Lynch is going to show up.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you think? What do you think, guys? Does Rat Boy have a point?
Maybe.
Because SummerSlam is just around the corner from there, and they're gonna try to build it up with Becky Lynch.
What do you think, Ray?
She comes back.
I don't.
Okay.
I got to tell you, I only hear about every third word Rat Boy says.
Well, we're going to be cutting to a commercial, and when we come back, we'll have more In the Room, so stay with us, guys.
Yeah, I got to get out of here because I'm busy doing this and that.
We'll be right back, Rat Boy.
Okay.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510, is he declaring an emergency? There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hey, this is Total Package, Lex Luger. You're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Check out In the Room
every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Kazzy Fitz, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Haku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into, like, snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Can Resume.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airline cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could have
cried? Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro. Talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out, VOCNation.com, WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Yo, this is Jerry Stagg of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobs here. You get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hello, everyone. We're back in the room. Ray and Kathy, we're here doing our thing right in the room. So, guys, it's been great. It's been fun so far. We've learned about Hell in the Cell. We learned about Dennis the Menace earlier. Shoot, what's next?
Come on, Ray, lead us on.
Well, we learned some sad news over the break, guys. Don West is apparently battling brain cancer.
Yeah, definitely giving me thoughts and prayers. Sure.
Not only that, that is sad. I hope it wasn't TNA that gave it to him.
I could see
TNA giving someone a disease.
I know Cornette one time on when they made him, I guess the general manager or whatever for Impact a while back. That he was he had a bunch of people in his office, and it was like a little segment and. I'm telling everybody, if you guys don't calm down, I'm going to get an aneurysm doing this show.
Oh, jeez.
I was like, oh, my God. Only Cornette would say that. Oh, jeez. Oh, Jimmy, he's great. Too much.
Yeah, he doesn't really know about boundaries, does he?
No. Oh, his podcast is even worse.
I know.
Nonstop, man. Nonstop.
I know. He needs to go back to being the tennis player.
So what's the situation with AEW? Are they permanently like Friday night dynamites now? Or are they going back to Wednesdays? I don't. It's hard to keep up with their scheduling now because I guess was the NBA playoff or NBA games were going on. That's why they had to switch to Fridays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be correct. Yes.
Okay. So I guess as soon as the season's over, they're going back to Wednesdays until it's Friday night dynamite.
I mean, they're kind of in a hard place with this because, you know, they don't make the NBA's schedule, nor do they have any say over, you know, what other deals TNT has or doesn't have or how they handle it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, don't you think that maybe you just stay on Fridays if you're doing okay, rather than continuing to bounce around?
I know there was a report about their ratings not doing so well when they first made the move to Fridays, but you know, then again, that could change.
Well, I mean, it makes sense. Who the hell stays in and watches? You know, watches a big show like that on a Friday.
And it being a 10 o'clock slot, too, at night.
Yeah, like, it's just, can you imagine that? Like, like being out somewhere and saying, no, man, I got to run home. AEW Dynamite is on. Like, that's just, and, like, it's a perfectly fine show. Like, I realized my tone was extremely condescending. Like, it's a perfectly fine show, but, like, that's a tough sell.
Yeah, especially from the Wednesday night slot when they were doing so well.
Yeah, I mean, if you're AEW, aren't you really just hoping for some stability at some point?
I mean, so far they've had one heck of a year. It's just, I know there's reports now of them going to TBS starting next year. So
that's good.
So, I mean, hopefully that'll work out for them.
Well, that would, because TBS doesn't have a lot of the other sports contracts.
Yeah.
You know, they have some overflow from baseball during, like, the initial part of the MLB postseason. And
right.
They have, like, afternoon Braves games, which shouldn't conflict with AEW at all. Like, that would
be a good
make
move.
Sense.
Mm-hmm.
That would actually make a lot of sense. I don't know. Kathy, will a move to TBS cause you to no longer be a loyal Dynamite viewer?
Well, consider I usually work on Saturdays and I don't go out on Friday nights. I'd watch it. I have no life.
Kathy.
I do his work and come home.
We gotta get you out and about. You're about to be the governor of New Jersey.
Please, no, I refuse that position.
All right, but we,
we
all think
say,
that you would
I
do very well at it.
That does be one of Kathy's first declarations at a wrestling on Friday night.
Yeah.
I become governor of New Jersey, wrestling every weekend.
Yeah. Awesome.
And not three shows in one night, less than 20 miles away from each other.
Exactly.
Yeah, because in 2 weeks we have H2O in Glassboro, Dog in, no, H2O in Williamstown, Dog in Glassboro, and Monster Factory in Paulsboro.
Wow.
You can't go to three shows in the same night.
That's crazy. Nuts. It reminds me one time Ricky Morton was telling me about there was this father and son rival promoters, right? And and they literally was running shows down the street from each other. So after he did one show, right, he literally walked down to the other side of the street and did the other show.
Oh, jeez.
It's a funny story. Amazing. Yeah, some of these promoters, they never cease to amaze me.
And for Ricky to be able to do what he does at his age is amazing.
It really is. Sure is. And him and Robert are still taking bookings.
I know.
It's nuts.
Greg, do you get many shows out your way?
Do I what?
Get many shows out your way.
No, not really. You really do have to go down to Mexico to get the shows.
Oh, okay.
And I mean, like, if I wanted to drive out to Los Angeles, well, when Los Angeles existed, like, I guess I could have, you know, I would have had to do that, or I would have, back when San Diego existed, you know, I guess I could have made the drive out there. But there isn't a lot in, like, Las Vegas really does not have a lot, and Phoenix really does not have a lot. So, you know, outside of that, it really is rinkety-dink little towns that you cannot, you know, like, you couldn't run a viable show at a lot of those places. So,
okay.
No, I just don't. The other thing, too, is that, like, the population is so spread out that it's hard to... It's hard to get people to, like, come from other towns. Like, okay, like, if you do a show in Trenton, there's lots of other towns around Trenton, right?
Yeah.
Okay, like if you go out to, say, Kingman, Arizona, it's Kingman. And then it's a bunch of desert and cactus until you get to another town.
Hmm.
Towns kind of tend to, they spring up sort of wherever, like either, like there was mining there at some point or there's a water source, but like it's not like there's lots of little towns together. Like, there's a town, and then you drive for a while, and then there's a town, and then you drive for a while. So it's harder to, number one, to get shows to want to be out there, because it's a tough sell, and number two, it's harder, even if shows are trying to get going out there, it's just harder for them to get around.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, we lost Rat Boy. So I guess...
I can't believe that. So go look for him.
Yeah.
Maybe he's at the 7-Eleven.
Maybe he'll come back with some more Dennis the Menace stories.
No, don't come back with them. Do we have any other callers?
Currently not at the moment. So those that are listening, would like to call in. The lines are wide open. So call in 914-338-1885.
Who's your favorite commentator pairing, like, all time?
Oh, my gosh. Gordon Solie's still my favorite commentator.
Really?
I'm pretty old school like that. So.
Okay. No, I can dig that. I can dig wrestling's Vin Scully as your favorite.
But there's been some great ones through the years, though.
Oh, yeah.
Lance Russell was a good one, too.
Oh, Lance Russell was great.
Mm-hmm.
Lance Russell was great. Isn't he still alive?
He passed away, unfortunately.
Okay. See, I actually thought he was still going. I mean, not active or anything, but I thought, biological processes wise.
Mm-hmm. I wish he was. I mean, he was one of the best.
And he's one
nice guy, real nice guy too. Real nice guy. Lance was.
He's one you forget too.
Yeah, there's been a few good ones over the years, though.
See, my question killed Kathy.
No.
Oh, look at that. She's alive.
Stop it.
Now, I enjoyed Monsoon and Heenan together. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, they were the best.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, if we're going to go...
Monsoon and Heenan could go. They were great.
See, Heenan more as a manager. I'm a Monsoon and Ventura guy.
Oh, they were good.
I'm a Monsoon and Ventura guy.
And believe it or not, Vince McMahon was a good commentator. He was doing it.
Mm-hmm. He was. And, you know, actually, what was it? Look, I mean, it was a number of years ago at this point, but still could do it.
Mm-hmm. And Lord Alfred Hayes, I enjoyed his commentary.
Yes.
You know what? I loved him doing, remember when they would have like the update desk?
Yeah.
And he'd be like in the old timey newsroom with all the TVs behind him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I loved him doing that. And you want to talk about something that could just add like a different element to their programming now is to start doing things like that again.
And as far as interviewers and backstage, me and Gene Okerlund, hands down.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, come on. There's only one. For that, there's only one.
Right.
For that, there really is only one. I mean, all the respect in the world to the other people that have done it, but really, there's really only one name on that list.
And whenever you get Bobby Heenan, Dusty Rhodes, and Schiavone on commentary, oh, my God. Oh, my God. It
certainly would never be a quiet moment.
Never.
You hear broadcasters sometimes talk about how they have to learn how to sort of let moments speak for themselves. That would never happen on that booth.
talking about nonstop entertainment.
Yeah, There's another good commentator that, you know, not really well known. He does a lot of ECWA. This guy Brady X is pretty good.
Well,
yeah,
Brady that's Hicks. The catalyst. Brady Hicks is the Cadillac of commentators. Yeah, a Brady Hicks Joey Styles pairing would be. Ooh,
that's
solid.
The dream
that
team.
That would be good.
The dream team. Brady Hicks and Joey Styles. Yeah.
They'd be good as they call Stroh's victorious run through the ECWA Super 8.
Yeah. Maybe someday. Oh, that'd be great. Gosh, what a pairing that would be. Brady and Joey. Can you imagine?
You know, in a weird way it would work.
Mm-hmm. Because
Brady's kind of...
Oh, wow, yeah.
Because, like, he's kind of goofy and exuberant. And Styles is kind of goofy and exuberant. Like, you know, like in this really weird way, it would work.
Oh, man. That's a lot of possibility, for sure.
We gotta make this happen.
Yeah. Can you imagine Brady Hicks and Joe Gertner? On commentary?
Oh, that's scary.
Scary indeed. Really tremendous.
Okay. How about Brady Hicks and a guy we already mentioned? Now we'd have to raise him from the dead. But how long would it take for Brady to start making fun of Lord Alfred Hayes' accent?
Oh my, not long at all. No, I'm Brady. He would still talk like the Iconics. The Lord Alfred Hayes. We all the future. Oh, Iconic.
Oh God.
I wish you had a sound bite for that. So I would still play it right now. An Iconic sound bite. I can't find it.
I'm actually surprised he doesn't.
Me too.
And you know what's for all of them? All the ridiculous sound drafts we have on this show, and he doesn't have one of that, and that's gotta hurt his voice to do.
He does it better than me, that's for sure.
I mean, I might be able to, but I don't want to.
Yeah.
I like that one. That's a good one.
Yes. It's like when every time he does the Iconic impersonation, it kills me. I start laughing hysterically.
It's even better when we have the video going. And all of a sudden none of us can keep a straight face, and there's just a bunch of guys laughing at the camera trying to conduct a radio show.
Oh my goodness. Classic.
And this indeed. And this indeed.
Well, speaking of events, Kathy, what's all coming up your way? Anything exciting?
Well, the 26th, the dog show. That's in Lawrenceboro, New Jersey. H2O is running in Williamstown. And Monster Factory is running in Paulsboro. All the same night.
Wow.
That's about it.
Well, okay. What about you, Ray? Anything cool coming up your way?
Not really. Well, you gotta remember, Arizona is currently a blast furnace. So, people don't do things during the summer there. They really don't. I usually take advantage of the fact that, you know, I'm in a made up career field, and so I get to take off during the summer. because I've been in Arizona all summer, and it's just, you turn nocturnal. Like, you can't function as a human. So,
oh, wow.
Well, because, like, it's 125. What are you going to do? Go for a walk? You know, sit out on the veranda, take a breath, feel your lungs collapse.
Start her losing like cool. Beavis and Butthead in the cartoon?
Yes. Yeah, and you just eat like garbage because you don't want to cook anything.
Oh, man.
And, like, every day you get in your car and you justify, like, the McDonald's workers should sweat instead of me. No, the cool stuff doesn't come out to me until the winter time.
You know, I'm surprised Mike hasn't called in and started talking like Alexa Bliss like he usually does.
I don't know. I don't think Mike likes me.
Really?
Imagine why. Absolutely. Wait. No idea why he would feel that way.
You know, he hasn't called in a few weeks, has he? Mike hasn't.
Hmm?
Yeah, he hasn't called in a few weeks, Mike.
Well, he's probably depressed again.
I hope he's okay.
Yeah, it turns out a steady diet of pornography and Taco Bell will do that to you.
Oh, no.
Oh,
jeez.
Oh. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
Well, we seem to have run out of things.
That's we've covered a lot already.
We seem to have run out of a lot of things. Stro, how about you do your plugs?
Sure. Thursday night, WCW Retro on VSNation.com at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The topic of discussion will be the career of Ravishing Rick Rude. So we have a cool Rick Rude moment or memory you'd like to share with us, please call in. We'll discuss it. And this Friday night on my horror sci-fi show, The Stro Zone, my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/StroTheMaestro, at midnight Eastern Standard Time, the feature will be The Mad Monster from the 50s. So please tune in.
A delightful treat for us all. Kathy? Last week you did a lot of fabulous plugs, or the last night, last week, 2 weeks ago, you did a lot of fabulous plugs. Is there any wrestling shows in the area that you need to plug for this week?
Unfortunately, no.
Unfortunately, that's a shame. That's
I know.
I'll tell you what. I know he's not at one, but I just want to plug how much I love Iron Sheik and want him to come back in some way.
Now, can you imagine him on the podcast?
I think it was Brady who mentioned that he'd actually heard that Vince wants Sheik, like, back as a legend, but he's afraid and refuses to give Sheik a microphone.
Gee, I wonder why.
I know, why would he be afraid of that?
Oh my God, can you imagine?
WWE declared bankruptcy today as they paid off their FCC fines.
Well, congratulations is in order for Renee Young and John Moxley.
Yes, it is.
They have their
yes,
it is. They are awesome. They are the proud parents of a baby it, because I didn't see if it was a boy or a girl.
It's a girl.
A baby daughter.
All right.
Very nice. Do we have a name for the little scamp, or was that not released?
I haven't heard that yet.
All right.
Oh, I can't wait for that one.
I'll bet part of his AEW contract says that the child has to be named Cody Rhodes.
Oh. Go ahead.
Brady should be delivering Shane Chow.
Oh. You're right.
Yeah.
Oh.
What about my show?
Did you see his son make his debut for AEW? Brock Anderson?
Brock did?
And I swear Brock looks like the younger version of his daddy. I swear.
Wow.
A beard, hair, everything. It blew my mind.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Wow.
You know, speaking of wrestling birds, I think we've mentioned this in passing before on the show. Do you guys really think Becky ever comes back?
Hmm. What do you think, Kathy?
Come on, Stray. You know you never say never.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I suppose, but like, okay,
that's true.
Let me rephrase then, because there is one scenario. Do you think she ever comes back as more than like a one-time major pay-per-view special attraction?
Hmm.
I say yes.
Kathy says yes. See, okay. I've, just because of the made-up field I'm in, I see a lot of women go on maternity leave. And more often than not, if they don't have to come back to work, they don't. And I just... Look, she's... That's a hell of a resume she's got.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hell of a career she's had.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
do you think we're ever seeing Ronda Rousey with...
I think there is a chance that we see Ronda Rousey before we see Becky Lynch.
Oh, wow.
I really do. That's a hard sell, man.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But Ronda may not wrestle because she's pregnant.
Yeah.
I guess my thing is this. It's different for guys to have a kid and go away for a while and be with kid and be with mom and then say, I need to go back on the road and work, because men are wired to think that way, or at least we're supposed to be wired to think that way. I think that that is a very, very hard sell to a woman who needs neither the career prestige nor the money to say, hey, do you want to come back on the road? I think that's a really uphill sell.
Well, I guess we'll find out pretty soon, especially with SummerSlam around the corner, if there are plans, or especially Becky's situation.
I guess we will. I don't know. I almost think that she is a WrestleMania-only attraction at this point.
And with Ronda or Becky, I mean, I could see them kind of doing what they did with Trish for a while, bring them back for certain, you know, occasions. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Whenever they're able to.
One-off special appearance kind of things. But I don't ever see her working, you know, even like a part-time Lesnar kind of schedule again. I just don't.
Because, you know, Becky was really active in the acting, too, right before she got pregnant as well, so.
Yeah, I mean, I just, like I said, I think that's a hard. Now, look, you let her work with someone she wants to work with. You put it at WrestleMania, or, I mean, you're right, SummerSlam, I guess, would be the other one. And you go from there. Yeah, I mean, that's not hard to work around. But as far as, like, being even a semi-regular, I just don't see it.
So what do you think,
I'd be
Becky,
happy to be proven wrong.
Becky, right. Do you think that she'll follow the likes of The Rock and John Cena and start making movies? Or literally come back and be all in with the wrestling?
I think she'll definitely wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
I think she'll start back in wrestling, but then she does a lot of have a chance to go into movies.
Right.
But I don't think she'd take as far as Cena did.
Mm-hmm. And then again, you know, Cena, you know, talking about Cena having a return too as well coming up. So I know we brushed up on that earlier.
Yeah, that's just, you know, that's for the name shot. But I think Becky will be back for the wrestling. And then if she does get the opportunity to do some movies, I think she will.
Mm-hmm. But do you think we'll finally see Lesnar and Lashley at a possible SummerSlam match or some event coming up soon? Now that Lashley's the champ.
I hope so. I hope so. I mean, it would, at the very least, it would allow them to, like, it would allow them to experiment with some other things on the card. Like, even if the program itself is a disappointment, which I don't think it would be, but even if it is, it would allow them to experiment with some other stuff on the card just because it would free guys up.
Right.
And you know how it is. Like, you free one guy up, all of a sudden you free, like, six guys. Like, I would like to see that program if for no other reason than it would almost force them to try some new things.
Right. It'd be pretty awesome to see. Well, do you guys have any final thoughts for the evening?
Just everyone be safe out there.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you check out all of Stroh's fabulous appearances and tune in next week when we welcome back our fearless leader, Bradington Hicks.
That'll be the title for next week's In the Room podcast. Brady Hicks Strikes Back.
Ooh. I feel like it's probably a rom-com.
Yeah.
Like Chasing Amy, but, you know, better.
Chasing Amy. Yeah.
All right, yeah. Stro, how about you play us out?
Yeah.
Well, it's been wonderful, everyone. Thank you to Kathy and Ray, and to everyone that's listening, including the incoming rap boy. Be good to yourselves and each other, and we'll have the return of Brady Hicks next week on In the Room. And guys, have a great week. Take care.